How do you introduce yourself? I'm not talking about on a stage, not at a networking event where you have practiced the answer. I mean, in a regular conversation, like when someone asks you, what do you do or who are you? What comes out of your mouth? Because I've noticed something in the 100 plus conversations I've been having on my interview show over the past several weeks. Most people introduce themselves as who they used to be. Not, I know it's not on purpose, and I know it's not because they're lying. It's because, like, the language habits that we built around our old identity, it runs so automatically that we don't even notice we're still using them. The woman who left corporate 6 months ago and is building her coaching business still says, I work in finance, when she doesn't even know how to explain what she currently does right now. Like, how do you explain the new thing? Or there's the man who spent 20 years in a career that ate his soul and finally started building the thing he was made for, still leads with the career when someone asks because the new thing does not feel official to him. Or the person who's been becoming someone genuinely different for the past year still opens with the version of themselves that existed before the becoming. Because the becoming, I mean, it doesn't really have a clean title yet, right? And the old version at least sounds like a complete sentence. And guess what? There's a price to this. Here's what that costs. Every time you introduce yourself as who you were, you reinforce the neural architecture of who you were. You tell your brain and the brain of the person in front of you that the old version is still the operating version, that the becoming of you is still a side project, that the real you is the one that existed before the work started. And your brain, which believes what it is told with conviction and repetition, that's how it's built, it's going to build around that. And it keeps the old identity central, it keeps the new one peripheral. It keeps you straddling the two instead of fully inhabiting that one that's actually yours now. You cannot build the new thing from old instructions and old mindsets, old pathways, old introductions. It is not possible. The identity and the building are connected in a way that are not metaphorical. They are neurologically linked. Change the introduction and you change the architecture. Change the architecture and you change what you reach for. Change what you reach for and you change what gets built. So that's my question right now. How do you introduce yourself? You guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. I am the voice authority. I am a motherfucking podcast coach. And I say that with all the things. I'm still building that, right? Your mess is your message, babe. And I want to say something before we go anywhere. Because it's what I know to be true about identity, and it's the thing that I want you to carry through this entire episode. You are not who you were. You are who you are becoming. And that space, the gap between those two things, is where most people are living. It's like the hokey pokey. You got one foot in the old version and one foot in the new version, and you're not fully stepping in either version, and you're fucking exhausted from straddling the gap. And then you wonder why the building of the becoming and the new thing feels so fucking hard. The building feels hard because you keep trying to build the new thing from inside the old identity. It's like trying to move forward while you're looking backwards. Can you drive your car like that? I can't drive forward if I'm looking in my rear view. I can't do it. I could, but a lot of people are going to pay the price for that. You will move eventually. The effort's real, the intention is real, but you will be very slow and you will be working against yourself and you will hit walls. That wouldn't be there if you just turned around and walked in the direction you're actually going. Today, let's turn around. And before we go all in, you guys know that today is brought to you by Super Patch, Liberty. Do I have my Liberty right here? I do because I just put it on. because identity work, the actual neural architecture updating, like who the fuck am I changing kind of work. Requires your body to be working with you, not against you. You cannot step into the new version of yourself when your body is running on fumes and inflammation and just the depletion of someone who's been compensating for what's not working physically for too long. Liberty, first of all, I wear this every single day because it's a homeostasis patch, okay? It makes every other patch I wear stronger, longer, better. But this is more balance, more strength, more energy, reduced inflammation, and way faster recovery, okay? My body working the way it was made to work so I could show up as the version of myself I'm building towards. You guys know I don't have any gimmicks here. This is a drug-free patch, zero ingredients, a big F you to Big Pharma, both fingers up. This is vibrotactile technology that tells your nervous system you have what you need. You guys know I keep this links in the show notes. If you have more questions about it, just message me. You know, I'm not too famous. I answer my own messages still. Who knows how long that's gonna last though, right? You know what I'm saying? Now, we talk about your identity. You keep introducing yourself as who you were instead of who you're becoming. So let's just put all our cards on the table. Let's just talk about, let's unpack this because your beautiful brain has a job that it takes very seriously. And its job is to keep the story of who you are consistent. Doesn't mean that it's going to be accurate. Its job is just to keep it consistent. There is a massive difference between those two things, and the difference is the reason most people get stuck at the same ceiling for years and they don't understand why. The brain builds something called a self schema. Okay. I want you to think of it like the file your brain keeps on you. It has everything the brain has concluded about who you are. This will be like your core values, your capabilities, the roles you play in your life. It'll include your patterns, your history, your place in the world relative to the people around you. And your brain uses that file constantly. Like every decision you make, every risk you assess, every opportunity that you evaluate, the self schema is the filter. It takes that incoming information and it runs it through the file. Does this fit who I am? Is this something the person in the file would do? If yes, green light, proceed, baby. If not, it generates friction. The self schema is not built from who you actually are in this moment. It is built from accumulated experience, from the patterns that have repeated the most, from the messages you've received and accepted about yourself over time. It comes from the roles that you've played long enough for them to feel like an identity rather than circumstance. And once it is built, your brain's job is to defend it. And it's not out of malice, right? Our brain is, I mean, it loves us. It's doing its job. It's efficiency. It's doing this out of efficiency. It's a consistent self schema that makes predictions easier. Your decisions come faster, and the world is more. What do you call that? You can navigate through the world better. So when you start, I don't know what word I'm trying to think of. When you start becoming someone different, when you start building the new thing, stepping into the new identity, operating from a new set of values and priorities, brain's not going to celebrate. It generates the friction. It flags the inconsistency. It produces that very uncomfortable, holy shit, this doesn't feel like me kind of sensation that most people interpret as a sign that they're going in the wrong direction. You go a little scared. You're a little uncomfortable. That is not a sign that you're in the wrong direction. It's the self schema defending the old file against this new update. And this is where it gets really tangible. The self schema gets updated through two things. You guys are going to love this word, right? Repetition of new behavior. And repetition of new language about yourself. You love repetition, don't you? One of those words that is like a nightmare and a blessing all at the same time, because the mundane shit, the boring shit, nobody thinks it's sexy, but that's the real shit. That's the shit. Both of those things are building right now because the brain processes self-referential language. That's the shit that you say about yourself. It processes this through the same pathways, it processes actual experience. So saying, Okay, I used to say writing was my hobby. I wrote it down, I said it. I never really owned it, did I? Now I say I am a podcast coach with conviction, and I say it repeatedly in context where it is true. This is going to update the file the same way the actual behavior of coaching does. The brain cannot sharply distinguish between the reality and the declared identity. It takes both as input, and then it's going to build from both, which means the introduction, the words that you use to describe yourself to other people and to yourself, is not just communication, it's construction. It is that neuroplasticity grounded act of telling your brain who to be. And if you keep telling it the old version, well, it's going to keep building the old version, even when the new version is already more true. Change the fucking introduction and start doing it today. Not when the new thing feels official, right now, because the new thing is going to feel more official the moment you decide to start declaring it rather than the moment someone else validates it. Baby, you do not need validation. And there is a straddling tax, okay? There is a cost of living between the two identities for too long. And a straddling tax just sounds cool, right? I need you to understand how much of it you're paying right now, and you don't even realize it. Like, maybe you can't put a finger on what the fuck it actually is, but this straddling tax, it's going to show up in the conversation about what you do, where you give the answer that takes 45 seconds and still doesn't capture it. Because you're trying to explain the old version and the new version simultaneously, so nobody gets confused about the transition. You walk away from that conversation having spent energy managing the explanation rather than the actual shit. That's a strategy tax, straddling tax. And it made me tired just even talking about it. So I can't imagine how the exhaustion shows up with you. The straddling tax also shows up in the content that you create, where you're hedging. And yes, I have called myself out on this because I am a classic hedger. When you don't say the full version of what you believe because the full version is the new you version and you're not sure the audience who followed you for the old version is ready for it. I did that for a long time. And then I went ham and I lost my whole audience. And I still live a life of zero fucks given, right? The right people have found me. The comfortable 70% that fits both identities simultaneously. The content is fine. It's just not the real shit. And the real shit is what connects to people. Everyone's tired of the curated bullshit. We can see through it. We want the real connection. The connection that should be happening is not happening when you are putting yourself up for the straddling tax. And this shows up when you're in a room with people who are building at the level that you're trying to build, and they ask you what you do, and you right away let your insecure ass just say the old thing, that comfortable thing with the established vocabulary. And then the version of the conversation that could have happened, like the one where you claim the new identity fully, and the room responds with opportunities and connections and recognition that comes from people seeing you. Who you actually are, that conversation doesn't happen. Not only does it not happen, those people have the bullshit meter too. And so they're looking at you like you're full of shit, because I know that's not what you really do and that's not really who you are. And the fact you're not telling me, get the fuck out of here. Right? That's a price. Because without that networking, yeah, network is like your net worth. That shit matters. And you just missed opportunities, you missed connections. And this compounds. Every week that you stay in both identities is a week that you're paying the price. You've got the energy of managing the explanation, fucking exhausting, the content that's hedged, and then the rooms that met the old version of you. All those opportunities went to someone who was fully in their identity because you were split between two. There's a simple answer, though. That price you're paying, the tax, all of that ends the moment you commit to the new version completely. Not when the new version is complete, when you commit. Not when the credentials are established and the world has officially recognized the transition. right now with what you have from where you are. The commitment is what ends the tax, not the arrival. And the systems that I've talked about this entire season, season 10, the rebellion season, the corporate structure, the credentialing institutions, the industry gatekeepers, the algorithms, they're invested in your old shit. Not because they care about you, because nobody gives a fuck about you. It's definitely not about you personally. It's because your old identity is the one they have a file on. It's predictable. You could be categorized and it fits neatly into the existing structures. Your old identity has a fancy little box and the box has a label, and everyone who operates within the system knows what the label means and what to expect from the person in the box. The minute you start building outside the box, the moment you start describing yourself in words and language that doesn't fit the existing categories, the system gets uncomfortable. It starts asking, what credentials do you have for that? Who validated you? What makes you qualified as you claim the new identity? Those questions are sometimes legitimate. A lot of the time, they are the system protecting the box, protecting the existing structure from someone who has outgrown it and is building something outside of it. Because someone who has built a new identity, who has stepped fully into the version of who the fuck you are, operates outside of the old category, is someone the system cannot manage. And that's the whole fucking point. They cannot easily monetize you in the same way. Your emotions, your reactions, you're not manageable anymore. Big Tech's algorithm is the most visible version of this. The platform built an audience around the old version of you. It knows how to distribute that content. The new version, building in a different direction, speaking to a different person, the algorithm doesn't know what to do with that. And the discomfort of the algorithm not knowing what to do with the new you gets misread as evidence that the new direction is wrong. You feel that. It is not evidence of that. It is the lagging time of a system updating to the new version. You're always going to be ahead of the system's understanding of you. That's what growth looks like from the outside. Do not wait for the system to catch up before you commit to the new version. I started this incredible podcast group on Facebook and it's free. And I've had it for about 2 months and there is zero activity in there besides my posts. And I start to get in my head and I think, is this going to be what happens? But then I also have this incredible coaching group of 15,000 people that are in this group, and it's a fire group. I also started at zero in that group. No one talked for like a year. So I just want you to understand that it might be quiet in that season. Keep doing it anyway. The credentials do not make the identity. The decision makes the identity. And the decision, you guys, is available to you right now. It's right now. And I had to go through a million processes of not introducing myself as the old version for a long time after the Woo space. Okay. If you're new here, that's a whole other podcast. After that ended, after God told me to drop it, after I dismantled the framework I built, I was in an identity no man's land. I came to a point where I knew what I was becoming. Where I saw the vision of the podcast coaching, the voice authority work, helping people take their mess and turn it into a message. That was all very clear. That's the direction. But I was not introducing myself that way. Not fully. I no, because it did not feel official yet, because nobody had given me the credential. How do you call yourself a podcast coach without the client? The track record was yet to be built. So when people ask what I did, I give them the little from the old and the little from the new, wrapped in enough pretty words that sounded like I qualified to make sure nobody could hold me accountable for the claim if the new shit didn't work out. I saved myself from having to take full accountability. That hedged introduction was costing me, not just in conversation, but in what I was actually building. Because the building requires the builder to know who the fuck the builder is. And I was giving my brain a very mixed signal every time I opened my mouth about myself. And the day I stopped, it wasn't just like a big aha firework moment. It's just a regular conversation where someone asked what I did and I said it without the qualification, without the hedging. I said it out loud. I'm a podcast coach. I help people take their mess and turn it into their message. That was it. I didn't keep over explaining. I didn't stutter. I just said the true fucking thing. And something shifted. And it wasn't external. I wouldn't even say that it was immediate, but like internally, I felt that the self schema got a rep. So we've uploaded a new file the minute I said the truth. My brain heard the declaration and started building around it. And the next conversation was a lot more natural. And the one after that, slightly more. And now, over 100 conversations into the interview show, hundreds of hours into this podcast, I've never once questioned the introduction because the introduction was the beginning of the identity being real, not the result of it. So, me owning that I'm a podcast coach, I'm the voice authority, came before my first client. Say the truth thing today, even though it does not feel official yet, because it does not feel official because you have not said it enough times for your brain to accept it as the baseline. The official feeling follows that declaration. It's not the other way around. And I talked to a woman on my show. She was a nurse for 15 years before she started building her coaching practice. Beautiful, beautiful lady with a great story from Canada. And the first year of that coaching practice, she was introducing herself as a nurse who does some coaching on the side. She was retired. So, a nurse who does some coaching on the side. She said that phrase was doing something to how people received her. They're treating the coaching as the hobby and the nursing as the real thing. And it's not because they were wrong, it's because she was telling them that was the hierarchy. The language set her up for that. Before she said anything else, once she changed the introduction, started saying she was, a coach who brought 15 years of clinical experience to her work. Same facts, completely different hierarchy. The coaching became the primary. People took her serious and she built the clients. The nursing becoming the credential that made her distinctive. The way people responded changed immediately. Conversations opened. Clients took her serious. The rooms where she was treated as an authority rather than a hobbyist opened up. Nothing about her had changed. What she declared about herself had changed. And people meet the version that you declare every time. What is your introduction hiding? And what would the real introduction sound like? If you guys know, you have been giving people the old introduction while building the new thing, do me a favor. Share this episode out with one person who's doing the same shit. The one who is becoming someone and introducing themselves as who they were because they need this today. And then make sure you guys are subscribing. Leave a written review. Stars are cute, but that review is what gets the show in front of the next person who needs it. So just do that really fast. Okay? I appreciate you guys. God does not call you by what you were. And when I say I used to joke about there not being a guidebook to life, I really thought I meant it. And then I started reading the Bible, and all of the stuff I talk about could be backed up. It could be backed up, okay? Fact check it. God does not call you by what you were. He calls you by what you're becoming. He did not call Peter the denier. He called him the rock after Peter had already denied him three times. After the failure that should have disqualified him by any reasonable human metric, he called him the rock. Not because Peter had earned it yet, because God was declaring the identity before the evidence caught up. Gideon, he did not call Gideon the warrior. He called him a mighty man of valor while Gideon was hiding in a wine press threshing wheat because he was too afraid to be seen. The mighty man of valor was not in evidence. The hiding was in evidence, and God called the identity into being before the behavior existed to support it. Abraham, as the father of nations, when he had no children, no kids, you will be the father of nations. Joseph, called out as a ruler when he was in the pit. David, my God, David as the king when he was tending sheep. The declaration preceded the evidence every single time, and the declaration was what the person walked towards. That is how God does identity. He speaks to the version that is possible rather than the version that is current. He does not need your old introduction. He already has the new file. He put the calling in you, and he knows what it looks like when it is fully expressed. The question is whether you're going to keep introducing yourself as who you were, or whether you're going to step into the declaration and start walking towards it. He already knows who you are. Start introducing yourself the same way. And I want to make this completely tangible because I don't want this to stay in the abstract, okay? On a Tuesday morning, when you sit down to create content and you're between the old identity and the new one, you post about the new identity, not the old one. And let me give you a little trick. I took a mean break from social media because I know my identity is shifting. And I knew I wasn't ready to step fully into the full identity, so I didn't post anything. Always post the new identity, not the thing people followed you for before, the thing you're doing now. Even if the engagement drops, because the algorithm still has to figure out what you're doing, okay? Every piece of content created from old identity is a rep. It's a rep. You got to do those sexy reps. Y'all, my daughter is in there today, and I brought my weights in the living room, okay? Yes, I had to, because otherwise I'm not doing it. I'm not walking out to the garage. I know it sounds so stupid. So she takes my weights and she's doing this little workout. And she had my pretty heavy weights. Like, it's the first time she grabbed my pretty heavy ones for her. She's seven, dude. So she does this little workout and I'm eating my lunch and she looks at me and she puts her arm up like she's pumping her little bicep out and she's like, is it big yet? And I'm laughing. Like, baby, you can't do one set of workout and it's gonna be pumped, right? Like, little kids think that. We're grown ass adults. We know that it's gonna take a lot of reps, but let's celebrate the rep. I very much celebrated that she took the reps today. I'm like, baby, let's do that again for the next 90 days, and then I'll show you your muscle. It's the same thing for your old self schema. 'Cause now you're trying to build the new one on a Wednesday afternoon, when someone introduces you to a potential client and they ask what you do, you have to say the new thing directly without the qualification, without the over explaining of like, but I used to be like just the thing you're building right now. The potential client does not need the full arc of your transition. They need to know who can help them right now. Introduce that version of yourself. Or maybe it's, you're sitting down at dinner in the evening and you're talking to your family about what you're building. You use the new vocabulary. You say the real shit. You let them be a little confused if necessary because your family's comfort with your old shit is not a good enough reason to keep you performing it. And the more you perform it for them, the more you reinforce it for yourself. That's it. Just very simple. Life applied. No grand gestures, no public announcement, just Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday, or Wednesday or Wednesday, or of introducing yourself as the real version, creating from the real version. And it may take time. I wrote down every single day, I'm the voice authority. I'm the voice authority before I ask people for $700 a month to work with me to package their voice. I wrote this. I am the voice authority, reinforcing it. Create from that version before I would record, before I would write content. I am the voice authority. I am the podcast coach. I am the podcast host. Create from the real version, speak from the real version, write from the real version until the new version is the one the brain has the most data for. Until the old introduction just stops even coming out because the new one's had enough reps to take its place. Practice every day, Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. That's the work. And really, it's wild to me because the thing that keeps people in the old identity longer than they should, it's not confusion. It's not even lack of clarity. It's the fear, the fucking fear of claiming the new identity and having someone point out that the claim is premature. The fear of saying the new thing and having someone ask you, who do you think you are? Here's what I'm going to say about that fear. The people who are going to ask you, what do you think you are doing? Who do you think you are? They're going to ask this whether you claim the new identity at month one or month 24. That question is not gated by your readiness. It's generated by their bullshit discomfort with your growth. And if you wait for that question to stop being a possibility before you claim the identity, you will be waiting forever. There will always be some jackass that's going to ask that. The wait is actually backwards. You're waiting for the evidence before you claim the identity. But the identity is what produces the evidence. You have to claim it first. And then the evidence is going to follow your claim. The behavior follows the declared identity. The result follows the behavior. The sequence starts with the declaration, always. There is no version of this where the evidence comes first and the identity follows. It will not happen like that. And you're not going to feel ready before you claim it. You're going to feel like a fraud. You're going to feel ridiculous. You're going to feel ready after you've claimed it enough times for your brain to stop flagging it as unfamiliar. And the only way to get to enough times is to start now and never fucking stop. Start now, keep going. That's the whole thing. I have three things for you today. They're tangible. It's the do them today kind of thing. Okay. First, I really want you to sit down and rewrite your introduction. Write the one sentence version of who you are in the new identity. Present tense, I am a blank who helps blank do blank. Write it until it has an honest and direct statement with no qualifiers. No, I am kind of becoming, or I am working towards. Just say the true fucking thing. Second, I want you to say it out loud three times right now. To yourself, in your car, in your laundry room, I don't know where the fuck you are. In your own voice, saying things about yourself updates the self schema differently than reading it. So say it out loud three times. Like Dorothy, click your heels three times. Let your nervous system hear the declaration. That is three reps in 60 seconds. Third, this is the big one, baby. Use it today in a real context. A text, a conversation, a piece of content, any real context where the new identity gets declared to someone other than yourself. One real use. That's the first rep in the world outside of your head. And the response, even if it's neutral, even if it's confused, is evidence that the declaration survived contact with reality. Oh my God, you didn't fucking die. Give your brain that evidence today. Better today than yesterday. Today you said the new thing. Tomorrow you say it again until it is automatic. Automatic, automatic. If you do not change the introduction, you are at the same ceiling in 3 years that you're at today. Not because you did not work, not because the talent wasn't there, not because the calling wasn't real. It's because the self schema that was running 3 years ago is still running today. Because you kept feeding it the old identity through the old introduction and the old vocabulary and the old way of describing yourself. And the brain built more of the same, deeper grooves, default mode network, same fucking channel. It's just on the same road. A more refined version of the old you instead of the emerging version of the new you. And the person who needed the new you, and God didn't give you this calling without giving you someone who needs you to step into it. So you have a person. And the person who needed the new you, that real out there person looking for the thing that only the new version of you could give them, they spent 3 more years not finding it. Because you just keep wanting to introduce yourself as the old version. I'm not willing to watch that happen. Not when the thing is simple, not when the mechanism is this clear and the action's this available, and the only thing standing between where you are and where the new identity lives is the decision to claim it. Last time I checked, too, it doesn't cost a fucking dime to claim your new identity either. I don't even think it takes energy. What are your other excuses? Time, money. I can't. But you can. Claim it today. I'm not going to say there's going to be full confidence there. Just claim it with more commitment than you had yesterday. Say the new thing in one conversation and do it again tomorrow and the day after until the new version is the version that comes out before you even have to think about it. I help people find the new introduction and build the podcast that delivers on it. The real identity, the current one, the one that is more true today than it has ever been, put out into the world where it can actually reach the people it's built for. Come work with me. Check out the show notes. Tell me what your new introduction is. Email that to me. I do love getting messages from you guys. Tell me who you're becoming. Tell me why that version is the one the world needs to hear from. Also, I double dog dare you to come on my new show, Listen Bitch Presents What Makes You Special. You're very safe there. You're safe there, and it's probably not what you think. I know the title's a little polarizing, a little triggering. People get a little defensive. Listen to a few shows. I have several episodes up and literally 5-star reviews across the board. Everybody I've interviewed 5 stars. So of course, I'm the podcast host. Okay, you're in safe hands. I dare you to come on my show. That's it today. Be better today than yesterday. Say the new thing just once today.